Connecticut residents are grappling with a new wildlife problem, bears. A new report says the black bear population is thriving. Newsline spoke with Cornell's Dr. Paul Curtis.
Well, bears are becoming more adapted to being close to people. And when bears live in around us, they have access to food resources such as bird feeders, maybe compost piles. And that allows the females to put on more fat reserves, having more food resources, and litter size in larger mammals like deer and bears tied to fat reserve. So that means litter size goes up. And so maybe two or three decades ago, the average litter size might be two young. Now it's closer to three cubs per female. So that allows for population growth.
All right. And doctor, if we're seeing bigger litters, does that mean essentially more babies that the mama bears are looking to protect?
That's true. The mama will definitely defend her young from any potential threat.
Right. So what happens when we've been talking about this happening in Connecticut more and more in particular. Where are we starting to see these black bears in general? I don't necessarily mean geographically, but what sorts of places do they wander into? Backyards, streets, inside homes, what?
Yeah, bears can be found in really any habitat in Connecticut. Numbers are highest in the western counties. They can frequent backyards. What brings bears into contact with people is food attractants. So that's a primary thing that you want to eliminate is potential food sources in the backyard if you want to avoid conflicts with bears.
Yeah, and also maybe don't leave your screen door open in the better weather that they could get into your home, heaven forbid. So, so many of us are pet owners. You might want to let your pet out in the backyard. Is that okay to do? I mean, would they be in danger?
Generally, pets aren't going to be in danger. Bears avoid dogs, rarely interact with pets. And so, again, a typical pet owner, even having a pet in a fenced area in the backyard shouldn't be of any concern. Bears really avoid dogs, particularly larger dogs. So again, a barking dog is likely to be a deterrent to a bear.
Oh, that's good to hear. I have a dog who barks a whole lot. But what if you were to run into a bear? Say you're hiking on a trail or you're somewhere and you run into one. What do you do?
If you just run into a bear by chance, first thing is to provide an opportunity for escape. Try to back off, slowly maintain eye contact. If it appears the bear is close and you're going to confront it, the best thing is to act large, yell, scream, wave your arms, act big and menacing. Most black bears don't want to have anything to do with people and will turn and run when you do that.
All right, some good advice. Hope we never have to use it. We thank you so much, Dr. Paul Curtis, a professor over at Cornell University.